Tweet at Today SOR.
The central bank is to launch a probe into dual pricing by insurers. It's understood the regulators in the central bank want to see how prevalent dual pricing is in this market and its impact on consumers. Writing about this morning is Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, who is with me in studio. Charlie, thank you for coming in. I think this is a subject which I don't mean in a derogatory sense. You've been banging on about for some time. So just explain, what is dual pricing and how it works?
Exactly, Sean. I've been going on about it for a year and a half. I make no apologies for that. It's quite a sinister thing, in my opinion. It's where insurance companies use big data to pick out who they think is susceptible to a big price increase when it comes to renewal time. So generally, these are vulnerable people, people with low levels of financial literacy, and they will send them a renewal quote, which is way above what they paid the previous year, basically based on the fact that they know those people are unlikely to challenge that renewal quote. And then people they know who tend to be savvy and switch around a bit, they don't send them such a big increase.
It sounds absolutely outrageous, Charlie.
It is absolutely outrageous, using big data, because they've so much information on us. They know roughly what kind of a job we have, whether it's managerial or whether we're a labourer.
And the age profile, gender, all the rest of it.
All of that sort of stuff. So they can use this data analytics stuff to work out who's likely to be susceptible, who's going to be a sucker for a price increase, basically.
Charlie, is this actually happening?
It does happen, yeah. It happens here, and a very big investigation done into it in Britain by the regulator there, and the damning report was published on that by the Financial Conduct Authority last couple of weeks in Britain, and they're really come down and reckon 6 million people are affected by it in Britain at a cost of about 1.4 billion euros.
And give us examples of what they do. I mean, is it motor insurance, home insurance, every kind of insurance?
It's motor, and essentially it's motor and home insurance, you know, and people who don't challenge the renewal they get every year will get a big increase, and some of these people don't even realise that you can actually get out there, challenge that you need to challenge it. Don't just accept what they're sending you, because they buy these software systems, and they have actuaries who implement these and use these software systems to work out the profiles of different customers. So they're profiling us in the background. It's as sinister as the stuff that was going on with Facebook and data, Cambridge Analytica, if you remember all that. They're using algorithms and data to work out what sort of customers we are, what we'll take, how much we'll bear in terms of price increase, because we just don't know. It's risk-based pricing. Everybody gets a different price, and we don't know whether that's a fair price for our car insurance. We don't know whether that house insurance, that renewal that they've sent us is fair.
In the first instance, presumably your advice would be lift the phone and challenge, say, why has it gone up? And then you've always the option of shopping around,
go to a broker who's not tied to one insurance company. A lot of people think, oh, I use such a broker, and some of these brokers have been bought over by the big insurance companies, and they're only offering the policies of that insurance company. You need to go to a broker who represents quite a number of different insurers and see if you can't do better. You'll probably find you will. Pierce Doherty explained this in The Dáil recently, where he was with Liberty Insurance. He got a massive increase in renewal premium. He went online as a new customer, as a brand new customer, put in all his details, and he came out with a couple hundred euros cheaper, and went back to Liberty and said, hold on a minute here, you're treating me, you're punishing my loyalty here, why aren't you giving me a price based on the fact that I could be a new customer?
So what are the central bank going to do?
The central bank have finally kind of decided they're going to do something about this, and it could be a lot to do with the fact that the new governor there, Gabriel McLouf, is going to be called before the Oireachtas Finance Committee to explain what they're doing about this. So they've now decided to do a probe into this, a kind of study, which is similar to the approach taken in Britain. They're going to look at this and see what impact this is having, how detrimental it is to consumers, and see whether consumers are being treated badly. There is a consumer protection code there, which means you're supposed to be treated fairly and honestly, and that your financial service company is supposed to act in the interests of the consumer and act to protect the integrity of the market. Dual pricing does not protect the integrity of the market and does not treat people fairly.
Is it illegal?
It's not, strictly speaking, it's not illegal, but it would seem to be in conflict with the Consumer Protection Code.
You'll be watching them. Charlie, thank you so much indeed for coming in. Charlie Weston there, personal finance editor with Independent News and Media.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.